feel alright. I feel alright tonight. And I'll bring you Christmas contraband and ancient tales from.
All right, all right, all right. Good morning, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. I'm your overnight dude, 2 a.m. to 5 a.m. every weekday morning. It's Wild Card Wednesday. Get your requests in. Yeah, man, Wild Card Wednesday. Here. That's any song, any artist, anything. You guys program the music that you hear coming back from breaks here, bumps. So get in there now, 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. For your Wild Card Wednesday requests. All right. Yeah, it's Wednesday. Yeah. Okay. You can check us out at Twitter, at Nick D Show. You can also, the best way to stay connected is on our Facebook page at facebook.com/Nick D Show. Facebook.com/Nick D Show. Like us there. Coming up in just a little bit after the 2:30 news, Dr. David Gething is going to join me. This guy is amazing. He is the winner of the 2015 World Marathon Challenge. Get this. He ran seven marathons in 7 days in seven different continents. Full crazy marathons. 7 days, seven marathons, seven different continents. He wrote a book aptly titled Relentless. And we're going to talk about this incredible accomplishment and adventure that he went on. And that'll be coming up after the 2:30 news. So anything else happening in the world? I don't even know. So I've been if you're a regular listener of this show or regular listener to WGN over the past 31 years that I've been associated with this radio station, you know, I am a monster Cub fan and, grew up blocks away from Wrigley Field on Addison. And I've been a Cub fan my entire life. Tonight is going to be insane. I don't know, you know, I can barely fathom the fact that the Cubs are going to be in a Game 7 World Series, Game 7 tonight. I can't even, it just, I don't even think I've wrapped my mind around it, and I don't think I can. It's been an incredible season. Even if they don't win tonight, it's been a remarkable lifetime world season. I'm just taking it all in. And it's just been incredible. And I didn't know if they were going to be able to come back from 3-1, but they did. And the momentum is definitely in their favor. I know that they're playing in Cleveland tonight, but I think the Cubs have all the momentum right now. And there's a real good chance that we're going to see them win their first World Series in 108 years. And that could happen tonight. So I don't know what's happening right now. I'm just kind of losing my mind. The game tonight was last night was crazy. By the way, the Hawks won too. I would like to mention that the Hawks are on a streak right now, and they're looking good. I didn't watch the game last night because I was watching the Cubs, but I did see all the highlights. And Kane's first goal, at the end of the first period, near the end of the first period, was a thing of beauty. So anyway, we'll have the Blackhawks Express. We'll play the Blackhawks Express later. The Hawks won. They killed the Flames last night, 5-1. They killed them. So the Hawks are looking good, which is great, because when baseball season isn't over after tonight, I can jump right into hockey season. So anyway, so I'm, you know, as all the Cub fans are going nuts right now, there's no question about it. It's going to be a long day. I'm just going to sleep all day. I'm just going to sleep all day so that there's no anticipation. I'm setting my alarm for 6:55 p.m. and I'm not waking up until then because, you know, there's nothing else to do. There's nothing. What else? Nothing else matters today. Just getting to 7 o'clock. That's what matters. And then the Cubs winning. That's it. And by the way, if the Cubs win, don't break the city. All right, everybody. You know, the whole world is going to be watching tonight. Don't make asses out of yourselves. Don't do anything stupid. Celebrate. You did it already. When they got to the World Series, there were 300,000 people in the streets and there were 6 arrests. Okay. We've got a rough enough reputation here in this city already, man. So, you know, I mean, and all the world is going to be watching. And, you know, and if the Cubs win, every eye in the world is going to be watching how this city celebrates. So do it smart, okay? Do it smartly. Just don't break the city. I hope they win, but I really hope after, if they win, you guys act responsibly, okay? 300,000 people, 6 arrests, that's pretty great. Try to do that again if they win tonight. How about those same numbers tonight? Although I think it'll be more than 300,000 people. That's just me. So, anyway. Dan Chagrou is also a Cub fan. You grew up near Wrigley Field as well.
My grandmother lived at Irving and in between Western and Damon.
Yeah.
So we would, and I have a couple uncle and aunts who still live in the area, so that was our drop-off point, and then we would walk to Wrigley or get dropped off there. So we've been going literally all our lives because it's been that close.
Yeah, and you actually got to go to a World Series game. You went Friday night.
I did.
And so that's an experience that you'll never forget.
Absolutely.
And they're going to be in Game 7 tonight. I can't believe those words have come out of my mouth.
I mean, it defies convention, that's for sure.
but
it's natural, too. You know, after this season, it's both stupefying and amazing, but also like, yep.
Yeah.
You know, that was one of the things that Madden said in his post-conference. He's just like, you know, obviously wish it would have gone away a little quicker, but considering the matchup, considering everything that's gone into a season, why not Game 7?
Well, the other thing is, you know, it's all out tonight, man. Every pitcher will pitch. It's like they're going to use everybody who is on the staff, the starters, the bullpen, whatever it takes, they're going to do it. I have to say this. Cleveland's got their ace on the mound, and they got a good bullpen. Ours is better. Our starters are better. Their bullpen is really great, but our starters are better. And if we go to our starters. Our starters are better than their bullpen. All right? I'm gonna say that. You're not agreeing with me?
I hope you're right.
Yeah.
I just, the damn commentators are in my head now because they're like, well, you can't bring Lester in a situation where there's runners on base. He's not going to be able to relief. It'd have to be something like Hendricks goes 6 or 7, and
right.
then you'd bring in Lester, which I would love to see.
Yeah.
I know Arrieta said he's up for it.
Yeah.
You know, so, but that bullpen is formidable, but
it is.
Right now that the way they're swinging, I hope we could break through.
Well, that's the other thing is that the bats have obviously come to life. And the three guys who had, the three guys who had the most RBIs this season did what they were supposed to do last night and beautifully. And how about Addison Russell? 6 RBIs.
Good on him. Good on him.
God. It's so much fun to watch these guys, too. I mean, it's just ridiculous. Anyway, no, whatever happens tonight, it's been a magical season. And if they win, the World Series in Game 7, it'll be the greatest moment tonight, if they win, will be the greatest moment in the history of Chicago sports. Without question, nothing even comes close.
Absolutely.
Did you see Addison Russell dressed like a Ninja Turtle?
Yes, I did. He's only 22. That picture
was
taken.
Adorable.
I know. He's a 22-year-old kid. He scored. He had 6 RBIs in Game 6 of the World Series. He's 22.
He had some turtle power behind that.
He did. Which one was he? Do we know?
Leonardo.
Oh, he was Leonardo. Yes. I'm a Donatello man.
Oh, well,
I'm a Donatello
we'll let
man.
Him know.
I'm a Donatello man only because one of my best friends, hey, listen, Joe, that was his last name. His name is Joe Donatello. So I always liked the Donatello and Joe, by the way, my late friend Joe, massive Cub fan, has a brick in front of Wrigley, all that stuff, and he's looking down to tonight and smiling, no question about it. Let's say hello to Vic in the newsroom. Hi, Vic.
Hey, Nick.
Now, did you forsake sleep, or did you, because they were so far ahead, did you just go, all right, I'm going to go to sleep?
I stayed up late. I stayed up till 10. But then, what's funny, I said, I've got to go to sleep. So we turned it off. Jeannie was working late at home last night.
Yeah.
We turned it off, and like 30 minutes later, she turns the TV on. And I said, really?
Yeah.
I'll just turn the volume down. Just don't watch. I said, really? And so she turned it back
off. Says the Brewers fan.
Yeah, there's no way I can just close my eyes and go to sleep while she turned it off.
You can't. You can't.
I felt pretty good.
Yeah. Essentially, the game was over in the third inning.
But you know how we are, Cubs fans, because I told her, before she turned it off, I said, I mean, I have no bearing on the outcome of this game, right? I mean, if I turn the TV off, it's not going to affect the outcome at all, right?
Right. Right. I know.
So
that's the thing.
You have this
but
feeling.
I told this story when I was on with Cochran last week when we were talking about them making it to the World Series and how, you do certain, superstitious things. You know, you'll wear the same clothes, or you'll wear a hat a certain thing, or you'll be in, you'll watch it in a certain, you'll have to watch the games in a certain place, sit in a certain place. I told this story about how when the Hawks were on their quest for the cup in 2010, I was watching a game at my buddy's house. We were watching one of the playoff games, and the Hawks hadn't scored in a couple of periods, you know, and it was, they were in a drought. And there, like, a whole bunch of us were there watching the game, and one guy got up to go to the bathroom, and when he went to the bathroom, the Hawks scored, so we made him stay in the bathroom for the rest of the game. Yeah. We said, you're staying in the bathroom for
that's
the rest
dedication,
of the game.
That's dedication, man. Yeah. I saw – that's hilarious. I saw Brian Noonan's Facebook last night. He did not watch the game because on Sunday he didn't watch the game and the Cubs won.
Yeah, I know. So he here's the other thing, though. What, here's another thing that he posted, though, on his Facebook page, because I'm friends with Noonan. He said that he's going to watch tonight. Don't.
Oh, God, you're right.
He said that he's going to watch tonight. He's a Sox fan, by the way. Brian Noonan is a Sox fan. He's not a Cubs
right.
fan. He's
you're
not
right.
a Cubs fan. He's a Sox fan. And he says he's going to watch tonight.
Oh,
so
man.
Maybe he can watch from the bathroom. I don't know. In traffic is Esmeralda Leon. Hi, Esmeralda.
Hello.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you just must think, you're not a big sports person, so you just must think we're all nuts.
No, it's interesting to see everyone's reactions and stuff, because I went for a walk before work, mm-hmm. and you walked by every bar. All that's all you saw
oh, yeah.
was the Cubs. If yeah. you walked by a house with a TV, you
yeah.
would see the Cubs playing.
No question.
And then you could hear the screams.
Yeah.
And that's how we know. It's like, oh, I think they got another.
Yeah, I think they scored.
I think they got another run.
Yeah.
That happened on Sunday night when I went. We had gone to dinner and we were getting on the train and they were just they had just won
mm-hmm.
and you could hear. And they reported this on the news that you could hear Go Cubs Go a
yeah,
mile away.
A mile
we could
away
hear
from
it. We were at Southport on
yeah.
the Brown Line, and we could hear Go Cubs Go.
Oh, yeah.
It's like crazy yeah. to imagine all these people
well,
love one thing.
It's been 108 years. You know, I mean, it's just that. And, you know, I'm 51, okay? And, you know, there are Cubs fans who are in their 90s who have never experienced anything like this, ever. And so... You know, it's hard. I mean, it's just, it's insane. You know, lifelong Cub fans are going nuts. So, all right, we have to break. We'll come back. We'll talk a little bit more Cubs. And then there are other things in the world. We are going to talk about that. Coming up a little bit later on, I'll tell you what you can do in November to celebrate weird holidays and celebrate some birthdays and stuff. And what you should purchase and not purchase in November when if you're going shopping. And Esmeralda, you and I will wrap the show up a little bit later on with another round of Celebrity Name Game. Because I think you and I have to get into practice for when we actually go on the show.
Yeah, no.
All right.
And we're going to win.
And we're going to win. Just like the Cubs. All right.
Great.
We'll take a break, and we'll come back with more. It's Nick DiGilio on 720 WGN.
Go, 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 Chicago Cubs. Win, win, win that game. Go, 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 Chicago Cubs. Get that pen and fame. Don't forget, Chicago Cubs. We do care for you. And you bet, Chicago Cubs. We are loyal to. Single, double, triple, our home run. Come on, fellas, show them how it's done. Go, 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 Chicago Cubs.
Yeah.
Win, win, win that game.
See, this is the song that should be played all the time. Not that damn Steve Goodman song. This. Marie Fuller is her name, right? Last week, Rick Geezer was in, and we had a special Chicago Cubs-themed sports song edition. And you can check out his podcasts at WGNplus.com for his sports songs. And he unveiled this masterpiece from 1969. She was just a hardcore Cub fan, Marie Fuller, and she recorded "Go Go Go Chicago Cubs," and I think it's the greatest song of all time. Oh man! All right, hey, it's Nick DiGilio and 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate Studio, seventh floor of the Trip Tower here till 5. Hey, David Gething is going to join me after the news at 2:30. He is the winner of the 2015 World Marathon Challenge, where he ran 7 marathons in 7 days in 7 different continents. Esmeralda, what do you think of that? That's something you want to strive for?
No, thank you. How do you even get to the other continents?
Well, you'll find out. You'll find out. It involves planes.
Well, yeah, but what is he running like back and forth on the plane to make up for the running the marathon?
No. You'll see. I'll ask him all the pertinent questions, Esmeralda, because it is a pretty crazy story, and the book is good. The book is really, really good. It's called Relentless, and it's a really terrific book. So anyway, now Dan, are you gonna watch the game obviously tonight?
Yes, indeed.
So I mean, normally do you take a nap in the evening sometimes?
I try to.
Yeah.
It hasn't been successful for the last couple months, but yes.
I try to, too. There will be no... That's why I'm sleeping. I'm going to try and sleep all the way till 5 to 7 tonight.
Sure. Absolutely. That's a good plan.
I'm going to stay up. I'll stay up till maybe 11 or 11:30 or noon, maybe. Boom. Sleep right through till 5 to 7 so I can watch the game. I text back and forth with my friend Bill Janovitz, who is lead singer of Buffalo Tom, one of my favorite bands of all time, and he's from Boston. He's the one who told me when we met Theo in 2011 at the Hot Stove Cool Music Fest that we would be in a World Series by 2015. He was off by a year. Kind of close.
Sure.
Kind of close last year. But anyway, I'm like, what do you – because this afternoon I was awake, and I texted him. I'm like, what do you do? Do you have any – he's a Boston Red Sox fan, so he's fine. Now he's spoiled, so he can shut up. But I was like, what do you do? How do you spend the time? He says, there's nothing you can do. It's nothing. He's a lifelong Red Sox fan too, And they had that – they had a pretty magnificent drought as well. And I'm like, well, what do you do? Is there anything that you can do to make the time go faster? He's like, no. What am I, H.G. Wells? So that's the fantastic advice I got from a Red Sox fan. Thank you, Bill. I appreciate it, buddy. All right, we'll take a break. And we got the news coming up, and then we're going to talk to an extraordinary guy who did an amazing thing. 7 marathons in 7 days, 7 different continents, and the book is called Relentless, and we'll talk to him after the news.